Okay. Next packet. Mitzvah Sukkot Dvekus Vashem. Pasukas Teshvu Shivas Yomim. Kala Ezrach Yisrael Yeshvu Basukas. L'man Yedu Darosechem Ki Basukas Oshafti Es B'nei Yisrael Kolotziyo Som Eretz B'tzayim Anei Hashem Elokim. So this Lashon, L'man Yedu Darosechem. Usually we have a Lashon L'man Tizgeru Vasisem Es Chol Mitzvosai. What's this Lashon L'man Yedu Darosechem? And it's interesting that many times the Torah says mitzvahs, doesn't give the reason. Here the Torah is giving us the reason. L'man yedu derosechem, you should know, you should remember that Klal Yisrael was taken out of Mitzrayim, Hashem took care of them in the Sukkos, etc. The Torah, on page 2, says Vesukas Teshu Shivas Yomim Laman Yedu Dorosechem Ki Vesukas Vashafti Es B'nei Yisrael Tol HaKosu Mitzvah Sukkah B'Yitzias Mitzrayim Chet HaBei Mitzvah Lishu Dover Shara'inu Beinenu Vozneinu Shamanu Vein Adam Yochol Lachishenu. We know, we have the Masorah that there was Yitzias Mitzrayim Humor Almitas Mitzias Habori Yisala. And Mitzias Mitzrayim teaches us how great HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. He did all these Nisim, etc. So says the Bach. So this is the famous Bach. Let me do the famous Bach. Says the Bach. Ikel amedach b'divrei Rabbeinu. Sheize midarkel b'chibur zeh levoy hakavona l'shum mikra shabbatora. Whereas if you want to know reasons for mitzvahs, you don't go to the Torah. You go to the Sefer Achinuch, etc. The Torah is not the address to go for tamei hamitzvahs. And here, all of a sudden, he has this long explication of the reason of the mitzvah that we should remember, and emunah, and you know, this whole explanation that God took us out of Mitzrayim. Paul Herich Levayer Lidrosh Hamikra the Vesukas Peshu Yirali Lo Marbazer Shesover Kevin Dixi Laman Yedu Lokiyam Hamitzvah Kitikuna in Lo Yodok Havonas Mitzvah Sukkah. So he says a chiddush that normally, you know, there's a machlokis in the Gemara where the mitzvah srichas kavana or ain't srichas kavana. There's a question how we paskin, etc. But mitzvah srichas kavana just means that you have to have kavana that you're doing a mitzvah. That you're doing God's will. You're doing a mitzvah. That's what it means, mitzvah srichas kavana. It says the Bach, besides that idea of mitzvah srichas kavana, that you have to think about God, by sukkah, you have to have an added kavana of the reason for the mitzvah. Why? Because the Torah says the reason here. So why is the Torah saying the reason? The fact that the Torah is saying the reason, that teaches us that should be part of your kavana when you're doing the mitzvah. And if you didn't have kavana of l'man yedu derosechem, you just was thinking that you're doing a mitzvah, but you don't think about what the mitzvah is all about. Lokiyam a mitzvah tikuna. You didn't fulfill the mitzvah in whole. In lo yoda kavonas mitzvah sukkah ki pashta. Chayin bir lufi apshat the ikar kavona b'shiva sukkah sheyizkor yitzias mitzrayim, and that's the ikar kavona. V'zel tam ba'atzmal rabbeinu hashakosav hilchas tzitzis. Yichavin b'satva shetzivano mokom chayim hilchas tefillin. Yichavin b'hanochosom shetzivano mokom l'haniach. Whereas, in other words, the Torah not only does this by sukkah, he does it by tefillin and tzitzis. He explains the mitzvah. Why? Because in those mitzvahs, the Torah says the reason. The reason of tzitzis is you should remember all the mitzvahs. Matizguru. Nasisem is called mitzvosai. And tefillin. Lamanti et Torah Hashem beficha. Kibiyar chazaka otziyacha. So all these mitzvahs, if you don't have kavana, you didn't fulfill the mitzvah properly. In other words, another mitzvah, lulav, you just have kavana, you're doing a mitzvah. But here, he says that you should have an added kavana for the reason. The Prima Godim on page 4 says, we know that, Yichavin ayim agad avram hainu shalat seizi de mitzvah ki tikuno, that to fulfill the mitzvah in its proper way, you have to have kavana of the reason of the mitzvah. Only by these mitzvahs, only by sukkah, by tefillin, by tzitzis, because there the Torah gives the reason. However, this thing, this added kavan is only a din l'chatchila. The diyeved, you yotze, even if you didn't have a kavana. So as long as you had kavana to do the mitzvah, even if you didn't have this extra kavana. The Bikur Yaakov on page 5 from Yaakov Etlinger disagrees with the Prima Gadim. He says, V'chavim b'yeshiva shetzivon Hashem l'eshe b'suka zechil utzias mitzayim. Prima Gadim kosev shetzorek l'chavim gamken shekifon banane akover. They should have in mind, okay, the kosev ocher kavodas elu enim rak l'chatchila. The question is, what's the kavan you have to have? So is it just the kavan of Yisias Mitzrayim, or also the Anani HaKavod, whatever. But whatever added kavan that the Bach is requiring, it's only l'chatchila, the Prima Gadim says. Well, the Yavad Yotzah Shalok Kivin, like Lotzeis, the Mitzvah Svichas Kavan, Lotzeis Dafka. Says the Bikur Yaakov, I disagree. L'aniyat Daiti Ein Zeraya. There's a Dafka B'Shar Mitzvah, so Lotzeis Sar Torah, Kavan HaPrakis Behem. If the Torah is saying that you sit in the sukkah l'man yedu, so that means that that's you have to think about l'man yedu. So it's not only a din l'chatchila. Because if you sat in the sukkah and you didn't think about what you were supposed to think, then you weren't yotzei. So, yesh lahachmir lechol shuv kizayis bekavana. Ad kidei kach. He's saying, if you ate the first night, you ate a kizayis, so l'chatchila we try to eat yosher mikabetza, the first night, and you didn't have this kavana of the Bach, of thinking about Yitzias Mitzrayim, remembering Yanone HaKavod, then what? Then you have to eat the kizayis again. In other words, the Prima Gadim says it's only a din l'chatchila. But the Bikur Yaakov, Rav Yaakov Etlinger, says that maybe it's even a din b'diyev. Now, as we said before, the Bach appears not only in Hilchas Sukkah, also by Tzitzis and Tefillin. You take a look on page 6. It says, V'chavein v'hisatvo shetzivanu amokom l'satev k'dei shenizkor kol mitzvosov la'asosov. That the idea, when you put on Tzitzis, you should have a kavana that this is a reminder to do all the mitzvahs, right? As we say, l'man tivkei rubas, yisem es kol mitzvosai. And that's what the Bach says again. Yichavim v'satfo, v'ashichriach l'abeinu l'horos, the boy sheyichavim v'satfo, l'chem hilchas tefillin, near the feature kosher parcher tzitzin, l'man tivkei rubas, tefillin, v'ayol l'cho, l'man tiyatoros Hashem tficha, ki v'yad chazakos tiyach Hashem Mitzrayim, l'man yedu dosechem yora, ki ikir ha-mitzvah, ki yumo tluya b'kavanosa, Shechavim b'shas kiyum ha-mitzvah. Hashem ken shar mitzvahs diyotze yidei chavosom apel pisho lo yechavim ba. Kim she'osa ha-mitzvah l'shem Hashem. That's all you need. But here, it says, l'man tizgeru, l'man yedu dorosechem. So that's the chiddush of the Bach. The special kavana. And then, as the machlokus, the Prima Gadim and the Bikur Yaakov, how far do you go with this? How far do you go? In Sefer Derech Pikudecha, the Bnei Yisoskar wrote a Sefer on the Sefer HaMitzvahs. Derech Pikudecha. There's a Chelek HaMachshava and different Chalokim on each Mitzvah. So he wants to say the same thing by Bris Milah, even though the Bach didn't say it by Bris Milah. Nekvar Kasavnu Mitzvah Shatam Mitzvurish B'Torah, Tzorech Lachavin Gam Atam. But he says the tam that's mefurish b'Torah is ma'akev. Is ma'akev. In einu mechavin. Okay, mitzvah kazos. And so what's the tam for milah? Tam shekosav harav bal chinuch who are ma'akev ki vadaiti who are mevur b'Torah. Is that tam shekosav achinuch? In other words, a person, we're Eved Hashem, so we have to have an ID. So the Bris Milah, that we have the Bris Milah, that's like an ID in our body that we're an Eved Hashem. It's marked in our body. Shanachnu Avodav Mikhodim Lo Yosem Mikol Um Avloshem. Kamo HaMelech HaRoshem Es Avodav Laman Yaskir V'yakir V'edu Sheheim Avodav. V'hemik B'zeh B'yosef HaRav Maram Chagiz B'tzat Shinoi V'usha Mitzah Zot Hu Dimyon Os Ukrisis Bris Ben Shnei Ovim Val Tishkach Avosim Lubal Yiparedu. Or it's like when two people, you know, are close friends and they're going to leave each other, so they make a mark on their skin, so you know that they should remember that they're always together. So he says that that's pshat in the pasuk. Tavim halalu mevuram b'torim v'nimaltem es besar aloschem v'oz briz b'ni v'neichem. In other words, so we should have this type of relationship. So that's reason is written in the Torah. So now, again, I'm not telling you all these things for the halachic angle of these things, because it's a little far, you know. The pasha says yotze even without these, but still, it makes sense that we're doing the mitzvah, we should try to learn something from the mitzvah. Right? What if the moyel didn't have so the moyel is going to tell the father, I want to do the bris again because I didn't have the tam of the chinuch? So then he has a discussion whether they should be mativ dam. Okay, whatever. But in other words, so the dech b'kudecha again is just extending the bach beyond those mitzvahs of tzitzis and tefillin, and he's extending it also to milah. The sefer Rosh David of the Chidah. Discusses this pasuk of Kiva Sukkot Shoshavti Bnei Yisrael. Sukkot Teishu Shivas Yomim Kol Ezrach V'Yisrael Yeshu V'Sukkos L'man Yedu Doroseichem. So he says like this: Efshal Kivze Efshal Lafarsh Mikra Kodesh B'Seidu Hayom. Pasukos teishu shivas yomim kol ezrach b'Yisrael yeshu pasukos l'man yedu derosechem ki pasukos v'shafti yisbnei Yisrael b'tiyos v'mer yisrael yeshu mukechem v'ein adam ra'ar yira kilchor nira kama kof hovul yitur loshen yeshu pasuk zeh. The Chorah, there's a lot of redundancy in this pasuk. Naktim shrei shinu yachrinim shana rabbanu l'chakiru seh zeh yatsol yishonim v'zmeinu shamanu b'shem godol arav achosid Yehuda Habilov. Right, the same kasha we saw before. How come there's only a zecher to the Anon HaKovod and then not a zecher to the man and the bear? What's special about the Anon HaKovod? We had time of the Anon HaKovod sochim b'chantzeim Yisrael am krovo u'behem nivchan v'nikar tifers Yisrael ki inhein hein b'nei kelchai. Whereas this is the mitzvah, this is the matana that Hashem gave us that are only for Klal Yisrael, not even for the Erev Ram. Right? And it was a very exclusive mitzvah to show our unique relationship with Hashem. But the man and the heir, everyone, the Erev Ram got that too. He was those b'dover mitzvim Yisrael of Adam and Stavino Laso Zecher. Mashe'en kein manu be'er shayugam la'irivram. So we're asked to make a Zecher something that was only given to Klal Yisrael. It's given only to Klal Yisrael, something special. It shows that unique relationship. The man, the be'er, other people had also. The anonym was exclusive. The Erev Rav were not allowed in the anonym. So that's why we make, so to show that special relationship that was that we have with the Ribbono Shel Olam, only Klal Yisrael, we make a zecher for Hananiah Kovod, not for the man and the be'er. For Ocha Mati B'Shem Rav Yeshua Zayin, Diyu Mefarik Lo, the Anoni Kovod Nesunin Nesunin Heim Avalisha Eila. Because we never asked for Anoni HaKovod. It's not like we were complaining about something, and therefore HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave it to us. It was God's gift. The Tuba V'chasto Perish Ona L'Matzah. Only for our good. Masha Ein Kein Halachma V'Hamayim Lahem. Nosan Lahem L'Adei Shelo Tunul Taromas. But the other things, the mayim, the lechem, Klal Yisrael were complaining, we don't have food, so he gives them this, he gives them that, they were complaining about the water, they all complained, so Hashem had to give him. Anoni HaKovod, God gave him from his love to us, without any complaints, without any requests. He volunteered it to us. So it's similar, in other words, the first teretz was that it was only Klal Yisrael and the Erev Rav. Second teretz is something that Hashem initiated. And then, before that, on the paragraph before that, I didn't put in the brackets, he says another word. If you look on the right side of the page, the first word on the line is remes. Shanoni HaKovod Einam Ruchrochas Kemanu Be'er. In other words, Anoni HaKovod was a luxury. It wasn't a necessity. The Derech Olchei Midbar Halechas Bechorev Bayom Ekerech Balayla Zerki Rechov Noem Shani Cholim Olum Bamidbar Malon Olchim Moyom Ruchrochim Makifein Ba'arun HaKovod. So it doesn't show a special love, the Mon and the Be'er, because you need that. So it's not an extra thing that God is showing his extra love. The Mon and the Be'er, of course, we die if we don't have a man and a bear. But this is something luxury that God wants to show that He really loves us, going to give us something special. So that's the other pair. So the three terutzim. Either that the man and the bear are necessary, so they don't show the special love, but the Anani HaKovod with special love. It's only to Klal Yisrael, and it's something that Kodesh Baruch Hu wants. Initiated without Klal Yisrael having to complain and then to God to respond. So back to the left column. The first word on the line is Tlosa. Al pi hani Tlosa Shinuyi. Based on these three answers, says the Rosh Dovid, we can plug it back into the Pasuk. V'dim farsa haikra. Ki omar elkim basukos teishu shivas yomim. Chitomru mazos dosa elkim maso zeichel anon yakovot. Why basukos teishu shivas yomim? We have Shalosh Matanas. So what do we need this? Why only this one? It should be all three we should do something for. So the Pasuk is coming to forever this Kasher. The Pasuk is saying like this. The man yedu dorosechim ki basukro so shafti. Hakavara yedu yaskilu. Yedu means to think. And to understand, ki anoni HaKovod ana nafshai, ki basukos hoshafti, I gave it, I initiated. Mibli she'ela, you don't have to ask it for me. Ola b'rtzoni lemeber luhu naicha. Zeu ka basukos hoshafti, perish me'atzmi. Futeir tzarav mari zayin hamniska. Lokein manu be'er. Manu be'er she'olu yish'olu ve'etein lehem. As Bnei Yisrael, Basukos Hoshafti what? And who? Bnei Yisrael, meaning Bnei Yisrael and not Erev Rav. That was the other parents. That is something unique for Klal Yisrael. Kolono Hanani HaKovod Hayu as Bnei Yisrael Levad. The Erev Rav in Bechutz. V'dein Gar Mahay Metaltel Begavod Duchro Milsa Liseirsa. Kipu Hashem Lada Yisrael Ka'av as Ben Yirtza. Hashem, only us. No one else. That's the second reason. Another ki basukos so shafti es bnei Yisrael, ach b'chalukos manu be'er gam erev rav aloitam. It's namu gam omer. Aseret harav maru ablav. V'od acheres ani Hashem elokeichem. And then the pasuk ends off, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, Shekibaltem Lokusi, Vatem Kidein Eved Avri Dechai Rabo Lefarneso, and Kein Amano Be'er, Kiviyochol Hayatzorich Lefarneseinu. Hashem Kein Elokov, and Heim Matana Gemura. And Ani Hashem Elokeichem, meaning I'm your God, you're my Avodim, so of course I had to give you the man and the Be'er. Because an Eved has to feed his a melech has to feed his avadim. A person has to, the baal has to feed his avadim. So of course, the man and the bear I had to give you. But why do I have to give you the alonei akavod? That's only because of the chiba yisera that we have. Only because of the tremendous love that we have, and that was the three reasons. All hinted in the pasuk, the reason of. That was not initiated, it was only for Klal Yisrael, and it was not something that was necessary. Something that's necessary, of course the Adon has to give his Eved. But this, Ani Hashem Elokeichem, I'm your master. So of course I had to give it to you. This I didn't have to give to you. So that's the special, unique characteristics to the Anoni HaKavod. This idea of Yediyah, that Yediyah, we know in Chumash, Adam Yoda Schava, right? Yediyah means very intimate relationship. And as we'll see, pointed out, it's a Sada, whatever, that this Lashon that we have by Sukkah, that we don't have by other mitzvahs, Laman Yedu. And it's interesting that I saw in the Kuntras Tzitzah Sada points out from a couple of places in Dafkin Parsha Zos HaBrocha that we have the Lashon Yediyah, which also perhaps connotes this relation, a very intimate relationship. Look in the in Zos HaBrocha. It's at page 9. Vayikbor oso bagai, the Eretz Noah mul beis peor. Right, Moshe Rabbeinu was buried mul beis peor. V'lo yada ish es kvuroso ad hayom hazeh. Right, no one knows where he's buried exactly ad hayom hazeh. So it's a very interesting sifrei. Look at page 10. Lo yada ish es kiburoso, says the sifrei, yesh omim af Moshe ina yodea mokum kiburoso. Lo yada ish es kiburoso, even Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't know mokum kiburoso. Shenema lo yada ish es kiburoso, ein ish ala Moshe. Shenema, Ish Moshe on of Ma'od. Interesting. Lo yoda ishes kvuroso, afilu Moshe Rabbeinu doesn't know. What does that mean? So the Meshech Chochma has a pshat on page 11. The Sifra Yech Omrim at Moshe Atzmo in a Yodea Mokum Kvaroso. Shinema lo Yoda Ish, in Ish El Moshe. Shinema Ish Moshe Anab Mo'od. Abir Kiv Yishalmi Sofi Yivomus. Yishalmi says in the end of Yivomus that Dein Kimo Yomim Nafshe Taisal Gufa. That 3 days after a person's death, so the Neshama left the body, but it doesn't just leave and go away. It's still, it's attached to the body. All these years, it was together with the guf. So there's a shaychus. So it's not going to just go away. It's going to be hovering over the body for 3 days. Ubishabos perkashoel amru ki kol yud beis chodesh kam ol of yaredes. So the first 3 days, it's hovering over, and even throughout the whole year, the neshama is still coming back, because it's hard for the neshama to break, make the break. Because the nefesh and the guf were together. Whenever something leaves, it's not so hard to leave. You want to come back. So the neshama is always trying to get back there. For the first 3 days, it doesn't really leave. It's on top. The whole year, it's coming back. But says the Meshech Chochma, Ish Moshe ain't a shayach ala geshem klal b'chaya. Moshe, his neshama was not bound up with the guf as much as other human beings. because he was much more what? Ruchni. That's the word that the Rosh Yeshiva of Keren Biavne, that's how Rav Goldberg likes to say over from the Maral. Different pshatim, why Moshe Rabbeinu was a kvad peh, why he remained the kvad peh. Different pshatim, that deserves a whole different shiur, but he liked to say over the Maral. And what is Dibur? Dibur means it's the combination of the Gashmi and the Ruchni. In other words, it's something Dibur, you don't see it, but it comes from your physical body. So it's a connection between the Ruchni and the Gashmi. So that's when the Dibur comes out. But Moshe Rabbeinu didn't have a proper balance between Ruchni and Gashmi. He was Ruchni Biyoser. So the Mela, that's why his Dibur was not a regular Dibur. That's the Maral. So Ish Moshe she'en shaykh ala geshem klal b'chayat. And Nivdol Me'isha, right? He was Nivdol Me'isha. Rabboim yom b'lo lechem u'mayim. Dibur Hashem yom oponim oponim. So him, see, the whole idea that Neshama is coming back is why? Because the Neshama is really connected to the Guf, so it's hard for the Neshama to leave. But by Moshe Rabbeinu, that same connection didn't apply. So once his Neshama left, it left. Didn't have that urge to get back into the Guf. Who taketh shenifsach his kashrus ben anevesh legashmo taketh olah ben erele kodesh. V'lo yada it was Moshe Rabbeinu, Lo Yada didn't have a chibur, and he with his Yada Lashon chibur, right? Yedia is a chibur, is a strong connection. Lo Yada Ishes Kvaroso, I feel Moshe, because Moshe didn't have his neshama didn't have a connection with the body the way other people had. So that means Lo Yada Ishes Kvaroso, I feel Moshe, meaning Moshe Rabbeinu's neshama was not connected back to the Guf. And that's the idea that we'll see in the Kuntres Sitzazada points out the idea of Lo Yada, of Yediyah. That's Chibur, it's a connection. So Sukkos is the time that we can really see that love that we have, that God has for us and we can have for Him. That connection. As we said yesterday, it's a mitzvah we're totally enveloped in. So it's something that we should try to take with us, to realize how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us, and therefore, whenever someone loves you, you want to do something for them, because you don't want to disappoint the person who loves you. And therefore, that should mechazik us to do more for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to learn more, to do more chesed, to be better people. And this idea in the Kuntres to point that also, another time of the parsha of Yedia, will come Navi Od Yisrael Kemoshe, Asher Yidao Hashem Ponim El Ponim. Again, Lashon Yedia, and Unkelus teaches over Apin Ba'Apin, face to face, very close. And he points out in that Kuntres that elsewhere in the Torah, on page 14 in Veschanan, where it says, I didn't bracket the pasuk, but pasuk dal. Ponim, the ponim, diber Hashem. It doesn't say apin ba'apin. It says memalel imimayel, a speaker to a speaker. So it's both lashon ponim, ponim b'ponim. Here's ponim, ponim b'ponim, ponim el ponim. But it's interesting. He points out how Unkelus teaches differently. One place he teaches apin ba'apin, which is a stronger lashon of closeness, face to face, as opposed to dibur with dibur, which is a little bit more removed. So Klal Yisrael had the ponim b'ponim of memal eli memal el, but Moshe Rabbeinu has apin ba'apin, and with Moshe Rabbeinu had that ultimate chibur, page 15, that's it sits hasada veikus apin ba'apin darge al yona al Yosef shel Moshe zer omar kosef sheyado Hashem ponim b'ponim, and that's the idea. He says at the bottom, Loshen Yediyah, Musag Munach Al Chibor Viskatrus, and then he quotes that Meshach Chachma, and that's the idea. In other words, in life we always try, you know, to get close to things, to get close to different people. You know, we want to have a relationship with people, we want to have a closeness with people, and certainly we should want to have a closeness with the Ribbono Shel Olam, because the Ribbono Shel Olam is really the Kol Yochol. He's the Melech, he's our Father, he's the Melech, he's the Av, he's everything. And Sukkot is that time. We spoke yesterday about Kedusha Sukkah, all the halachas of Kedusha Sukkah. We're mamish enveloped in the Kedusha. And the same thing, Leman Yedu. It's a mitzvah because it shows that God gives us special treatment. He didn't give it to the Erev Rav. It's not like the Mon and the Be'er. And it's not a necessity even. That shows more. Necessity, of course, Medina you have to give. But he gave us what? He gave us a tremendous opportunity to get close with him. And this is the Zman of Sukkot, the Zman of Leman Yedu, Yediyah, Lashon Chibur, Apin Ba'apin. Apin Ba'apin. And that we should take advantage of trying to think. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants this relationship. He wants it. But sometimes he's wanting it, but we're not there for him. We're not doing acting the way we should. Bein Adam L'Chaveru, Bein Adam L'Mokom, etc. So as we're approaching now Yom Kippur and Sukkot, and we discussed many different things, relationship Bein Adam L'Chaveru, Bein Adam L'Mokom, we have to make up in our minds, what do we do to put the step forward to create better relationships between Adam L'Chaveru and a better relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that takes a little thought. And it doesn't necessarily mean something crazy, something major. Something a little extra to show your love to Him. He's showing our love, His love to us. We have to show our love to Him. And you only show love if you do something more than what's mandated. If you just do what's mandated, it doesn't show love. It's just a person who doesn't love his job, he has a 9-to-5 job, he's out. 5 o'clock, he's out. He's out of there. And, you know, he doesn't come a minute early, he doesn't stay a minute later. Okay, you can have tightness, but that's not love. That's not love. Love just has to go above and beyond. And Sukkot is Zman, HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows his love to us. We have to see what we could do above and beyond. Not some crazy chumrah. Above and beyond can mean learning a little bit longer, davening a little bit slower, doing a little bit more chesed, above and beyond what we've been doing till now. And that, Be'ez Hashem, I'd like to wish everyone a Gemar Chasim Matova. Be'ez Hashem, we should all be Nechtam, L'chaim Tovim L'Shalom. It should be a year of health, happiness, of Simcha, together with our Chaverim, together with our families, together with all Klal Yisrael, and should be a Gemar Chasima Tova Lanu Ulechol Beis Yisrael.